Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we finished a chapter on the various masail pertaining to dua. So we were doing the different matters that refer to dua. So today we do the last two ahadith under this chapter. Yesterday's hadith we did, just to recap, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked which dua is most likely to be accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the dua that is made in the latter part of the night and the duas that are made after the Farz Salah. And we explained that how easy it is for us to make dua after Farz Salah. We're already there making dua. Or a person, when we say after the Farz Salah, doesn't necessarily mean immediately after the salam. After a person finishes his sunnah, after he finishes his dhikr, he got some time now, he can pick up his hand and make dua. This is also counted as after the Farz Salah. So here this time, every day we've got time for many salahs, we won't say every, all the time, but very often a person has got time. But these are opportunities where du'as are being answered, and therefore we shouldn't lose it. We're all in need of our du'as being answered, so therefore we shouldn't lose this opportunity. When we say answered, we explained before that Allah Ta'ala answers all du'as. But the effect of that answer sometimes is seen very much later. Now today's hadith, what we'll do is when a person makes du'a, then what Allah Ta'ala, in one of three ways he manifests the person's dua. So dua is accepted. Accepted is one thing, but with how it manifests itself, in one of three ways, so today's hadith explains this. An Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ma ala al-ardi muslimun yad'u Allah ta'ala bida'watin illa atahu Allahu iyaha, aw sarafa anhu min as-su'i mithlaha, ما لم يدع بإثم أو قطيعة رحم. فقال رجل من القوم إذا نكثر؟ قال الله أكثر. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. ورواه الحاكم من رواية أبي سعيد وزاد فيه أو يدخر له من الأجر مثلها. هذا العبادة ابن صامت رضي الله عنه نريت that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that no Muslim on earth makes dua to Allah Ta'ala without Allah Ta'ala granting his request, or first is Allah Ta'ala will give him what he asks for. So this is the first thing. So Allah Ta'ala will give it to him either immediately. Allah Ta'ala will either give him what he's asking immediately, or Allah Ta'ala will give him what he's asking for with a delay. So this is number one. So a person is asking Allah Ta'ala for something. Allah Ta'ala may give it to him immediately what he's asking for. Allah Ta'ala may give him with a delay. That is the first way of manifesting itself. The next thing that Allah Ta'ala may do, this person is making dua for a certain thing, Allah Ta'ala may remove a similar harm from him, provided that he does not make dua. In other words, he does not make dua for these sinful things. So one is the person doesn't make dua for a sinful thing, or for the severing of ties of kinship. In other words, his dua is a good dua that he's making. So the second way Allah Ta'ala may manifest it, is Allah Ta'ala will save him from some evil. So the person, for example, is making dua, that Allah Ta'ala blesses him with a child. Allah Ta'ala, in this case, doesn't answer. The first is, Allah Ta'ala either will give him the child, Allah will give him after some delay the child that he's asking for. Or, Allah Ta'ala may take, don't give him a child, Allah won't give him a child, but some harm Allah Ta'ala will avert from his way. There was some harm that was there, Allah Ta'ala moved it away from this person. Why? Because he's making dua. And in recompense, or in the compensation of the dua, Allah Ta'ala is taking some harm away. So therefore a person never ever loses hope in making dua. He doesn't know, maybe cancer was coming his way. Allah Ta'ala moved it, Allah Ta'ala shifted it because of this dua. Allah didn't give him a son, but Allah Ta'ala also saved him from cancer, Allah saved him from an accident, saved him from a very, very painful accident. Allah Ta'ala may have saved him from something that was some robber, some hijacker, or something that was harmful. So this is what this hadith is explaining, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "O sarafa anhu min as-su'i mithlaha," Allah Ta'ala will avert a similar harm from him. So long as this dua that this person is making is not a dua asking for something sinful, or is asking for the severing of family ties. So then a man then mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, "In that case we will make dua in abundance. Allah Ta'ala is going to give us so much, every dua that we're making, Allah is willing to give us so much. So in that case, then we will make dua in abundance." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will grant even more. So it doesn't matter how much you're going to ask, Allah will grant even more. There's no shortage in the khazana There is no shortage in the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what this is explaining to us. Is that you can ask how much you want. Allah doesn't get tired. Allah does not get tired of giving. The more you ask, the more Allah ta'ala will give you. Hakim, in another narration narrated on the authority of Hazrat Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he added these words. So in the first hadith we did, Allah ta'ala either will give it to him immediately, or the same thing that he's asking for, Allah will give him with a delay. And then we explain, or Allah ta'ala will avert a similar harm from him. That was the second thing we did. The third, where this part of this hadith is being added, it says, or Allah ta'ala will store a similar reward for him. In other words, what he's asking for, Allah ta'ala does not give him the first two things. Allah will keep it for him on the day of Qiyamah. He will see what Allah ta'ala has given. And he looks and he's been told, these are all the du'as that you made, but we did not manifest it in this world. From the other hadith we learned that a man will actually see this, and the reward that Allah ta'ala has kept for those du'as that did not manifest itself in this world, he'll actually wish on that occasion, that, oh Allah, I wish you didn't answer any of my du'as. You didn't manifest any of that had happened. Why? Because I'm looking at all the reward that you are giving me for my du'as now. So therefore, this is not a small thing. When a person's du'as are not manifested, it's something Allah ta'ala stores it in a year after. When a person sees the reward, he will wish that all his du'as were not answered. So anyway, ulama also explain that sometimes a person is making du'a for something, Allah ta'ala gives him something even better than what he's asking for. Allah knows what's better for him. Allah ta'ala will give him something even better. Sometimes we don't understand, but the message that we take across from today's hadith, the message that we take across, inshallah, we're supposed to try and finish the last hadith, but time is against us, tomorrow we'll do it. The message we take from today's hadith is that a person never ever loses hope in making du'a. All the time he makes du'a, Allah will give him more and more. How it manifests itself, he doesn't know, but Allah ta'ala knows. How often you find people saying, I used to make du'a for a certain thing, or I should wish for a certain thing, only later on I realize. Like sometimes you'll find, I'm just giving an example, a young girl would make du'a that she becomes a doctor, or she becomes a pilot. And in her youth, in her not knowing that this is not a good thing for me to do. But later on, when Allah Ta'ala blesses this girl with deen, Allah Ta'ala gives her the understanding of deen, perhaps she gets married to some pious person, pious family, and she says, how stupid I was, that I should actually make dua that I must become one pilot. I should make dua that I should become one firefighter. Recently, one parent told me that at the school, when the girls were playing high school, so this message that they sent from the school, they please send your daughter for cricket coaching. She's got the potential of becoming a very fast bowler. Can you imagine a girl becoming a fast bowler? So sometimes in our thinking, now perhaps the girl will make dua that, oh Allah, make me a South African bowler, make me a fast bowler. And that's coming through her mind. But later on, when Allah Ta'ala gives hidayah and the person gets understanding, and they'll think, what a stupid thing I was making dua for. So therefore, sometimes when we are making dua, Allah Ta'ala knows what's better for us. Allah will give us what's much, much better for us. Our understanding is very, very limited. The bottom line is we must just keep asking and asking and asking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day will come when we will see the reward of all our asking, and there is no shortage in the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.